What's going on, everyone? I'm sure by now, most likely you've all seen, especially the title of this video, that Colin Kaepernick is now in Madden, which is great. Big fan of that. Personally, I don't like Madden only because the game sucks. And last like 6-7 years, it's gotten worse and worse. So especially this last one, all the reviews for that are trash. But nonetheless, of course, a lot of people are upset that Colin Kaepernick is in the game because he hasn't played in years. And also the fact that he's an 81 overall quarterback. That's where I'm like, that's kind of weird. You know, yes, him not being in the league isn't his fault. He was blackballed out of the league. And there was a report coming out that even the interest that he had from teams was fake. But what do I know? This is Quick Hits. So a lot of people are, of course, upset about this whole thing. Now, it is weird that Madden put him in the game, because one, he isn't a player, and two, they're essentially just profiting off him because they know, you know, people who support Colin Kaepernick are now going to buy the game because of him being in it. And obviously, like I just said, the biggest thing about him being in the game is not just he's in it, is now that he's a lot higher rated than many other players, whether it's, you know, I know Ryan Tannehill, Kyler Murray, Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, so on and so forth. Now, if he was like, in my opinion, if he was like 77 to like 72, that's a good space to where like it seems fair. He hasn't been in a while. We don't know how he is. But in 81, that's like a top level quarterback. I mean, yes, most likely, I doubt he's going to get like a Madden Ultimate Team card. Or he's like, you know, a 99 overall or something. Or most likely they'll probably just keep him in franchise or play now or whatever, you know. Or even like a career mode or whatever. And that's probably where I'll stay with that. But I don't know. I know a lot of people are just upset. Because anything he does, anytime his name comes up, people are going to be very upset. And that's a whole other conversation. But I'm not surprised that the interest for Colin Kaepernick was fake, because obviously, him doing all that pissed off a lot of people in the NFL, especially owners. So, I get why he was blackballed. Not that I support it, but I get it. You know, and then them coming out of nowhere is like, oh, we're going to give him a tryout. I'm just like that. It felt very just like out of nowhere and like out of place. And I was like, okay, I'll see how this goes. And I thought it was great. But then when they said, oh, we're going to keep it private. It's like, that was weird to me. I'm like, why? Why keep it private? What's the point? You know, I mean, you're acting like you support this guy, or at least on the surface you have some interest in him being back in the league, but yet you want to keep everything he does private. So that's why he also moved it to a high school where it's not private, it's open to the public. They can watch him throw. And of course, nothing happened because of it, which isn't surprising at all. No, he did what he felt was right. I can't go against that, whether you support what he did or not. He did what he felt was right. And sure, you might have said he hurt his chance, but if reports are coming out and saying that teams didn't have interest regardless, then him doing that didn't really change anything for teams. Because he's still not in the league, and most likely will not be in the league after this. So, and the way the NFL's handled all this, like apologizing they've done and things like that with him, it's been really bad. You know, I know Roger Goodell's kind of saved his neck and all that, but he's doing a really bad fucking job, in my opinion. But what are your thoughts? Like I said, you know, do you think he should be in the game? Do you not? Do you think he's too high of an overall? Do you think he's too low? You know, do you think he'll ever work in the NFL again? Or do you think this is it? Or, you know, what's your thoughts on his football career? Let me know in the comments down below. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. Also, I have a podcast. It comes out every Monday called Talking a Bunch of Hoopla. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, YouTube, Anchor, Breaker, and anywhere else podcasts are available. And I will see you all next time.